On this day in 1789, voters voted for the voters that would vote for the first U.S. president. Wait, what? The United States was still tinkering with the process of electing a president. There was no popular vote yet, and letting Congress choose the president invited corruption. So the Constitutional Convention had each state elect an electoral college that would vote for president. The number of electoral votes a state got was based on its population. 1 month later, the 69-strong College of Electors saw clear to voting General George Washington president. John Adams won vice president with the second highest number of votes. And that's how this day went down in history, January 7th, 1789.